This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. This guy's been on my show many, many times over the years. Last time he was on the show was back in November 14th of 2019. We're talking no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. They've been on a scream of an uptrend, if you will, an uptick, going up around 30, 40, 50% here in the last month or two. You can find them on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is UCLE. I still think they're grossly undervalued here around $1.15 with a market cap around $25 million. With us today is the CEO and chairman of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. I really appreciate it.
I saw that, you leave no stone unturned, my friend. I saw that you put out a press release. You got yourself involved in another company that you acquired 40% of. I guess, so if you would, maybe tell us what the deal is with this Graphington company that you like so much.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so we're really excited about this. It's a startup out of San Diego State University, main fellow named Sam Cazegne, and they're brain stimulation electrodes, but they're more than that. But the deal with them is we bought 40% of the company because we want the inventors to stay on and keep with us, and we want to benefit from their future inventions. We do intend to acquire the company in full eventually. And the whole deal was around $2.5 million to go in over 2 years. A little bit of that goes to the current stockholders, but most of that goes into growing the company. So some stock, some cash, and some services that we'll be providing to them, like sales and some engineering.
How did you find out about this company?
We have some friends that live in San Diego that are very into microcap stocks and medical associated ones particularly, and they introduced us. And these fellas had tried startups before, but they never really got off the ground. And the reason was because they didn't have a backer that was also technical and could help them push forward with their project. So I think this is pretty perfect match. I've been interested in the man-brain interface since I was in grad school at Stanford University. I don't want to tell you, but that was 1971. And so this has sort of been something I've been following in the news and reading books and stuff like that. But it's going to be the new revolution. If we can learn something about how the brain works, so our brain can talk to the computer or operate the prostheses, so the servicemen can become sort of whole again. If we can use it to so many diseases, one of your glands is misfunctioning or even diabetes, the message, it's not producing enough insulin. Well, who tells it how much insulin to make? The brain tells it how much insulin.
Right.
So if we can tell the brain, turn it on, then we're going to help with just so many different
the
diseases.
The brain. That's right. That's right.
That's why I'm excited about this company.
Well, Elon Musk's company has been in the news a lot, and their stock is also on a tear. Is this Graphiton similar to Elon Musk's new Neuralink company?
Yes, it is in many ways. Their whole purpose is to have electrodes in the brain to pick up the pulses, the information from the neurons themselves, and then to go back with a stimulation. We're in that same space. They're doing it more in a massive way to talk to the whole brain at once. We're more specific. We're working on specific diseases and also injuries, like if you have a back injury, then that can be sometimes repaired. Maybe there's a break in the nerve chain there. Maybe you can fix that up with a little shunt, to pass over the broken part. We're in the same space, you know, 15 years ago or whatever, people figured out that they could take the genome and figure out exactly what the DNA on the is and in detail, and actually just starting to help us in medicine, but it is helping. And this is going to be the brain machine interface revolution. Is going to be improve the human race and let us be much more productive and live healthier, longer lives, I believe.
Bob, I'm over here scratching my head. You guys are a radiation detection holding company. You're specializing in development and manufacturing radiation detection instruments. Last time we were on the show, we talked about underwater robots. You guys are looking to change the coal plants. That being said, what makes you get into this space with Graphitin, and why does their product is it? I mean, is it just a great product? I mean, what makes you look into this space, taking where you guys are coming from?
Certainly. So we look at ourselves not just as a Geiger counter or radiation measurement company, but as a sensor company. And as you know, we've been expanding into chemical sensors and biological sensors. And one of the reasons is because, you know, I'm a physicist, a material scientist, and the actual measurement, you can't do all this computer stuff with the AI unless you have data, unless you know what's happening in the real world. Then you can take that data, that information, and you can do something useful with it, but you got to get the information. So U.S. Nuclear Corp is specializing in getting the information so the AI can process it so we can do good for ourselves. So, and Graphitin makes these sensors. They go into the brain and they hear the individual bip, bip, bip of the neurons as they're talking to each other. Something that they can do that the other fellows can't do is they can also measure the hormones, what's the chemical composition. And you know that if you're in a car accident or injured or whatever, you got that adrenaline going and you're making different decisions. And so so if your brain has adrenaline in it, it thinks differently. If your brain has dopamine, you're so happy, your brain makes decisions in a different way, operates in a different way. So we get the information of what the cells are saying electrically and also the hormone soup that they're in. So I want to tell you about why our product is better, Graphitin's product is better. So that's,
please do.
Yeah, that's one reason is because we're talking back and forth. We can stimulate the neurons and we can listen to the neurons and we can also learn the chemical situation, which the other guys don't do. But the big thing is that we're using graphene, you know, that miracle new material made out of carbon.
Oh, absolutely. Stronger than steel.
That's right. Yeah. And so it's also conductive, electrically conductive, and that means we have carbon-based electrodes different from the ones that Musk is doing and other people. Is they're using metal, and all metals will corrode over time, and so they'll stop working, and also the corrosion's not that good in your brain, and so the surgeon has to go back in periodically and maintain it, fix it, replace it. The standard brain implant will have batteries in it because it's got to work.
Right.
But those batteries, they have a life. After the life is over, if you don't replace them promptly, they're going to leak chemicals into your brain. And so you have to go back for resurgery every 3 to 5 years. Our electrodes can last as much as 40 years. So depending on when you get sick, you might only have to do one implant and never repair it. And one of the reasons is that Graphitin has a patent on a supercapacitor that collects electricity from the brain itself. And so the brain's electricity is being used to operate the sensor and send the signals back and forth. And so you don't have to worry about the batteries or the corrosion and you don't have the surgeon.
Wow. It's got its own built-in solar power system.
Exactly, exactly, yeah.
Before I let you go, I want to ask two questions, and I know you're very early in the game here. One, how big do you think the market could be for your company and revenues-wise, and when do you think revenues will start falling on your balance sheet from this new venture?
Perfect question. So the Graphiton does have some sales currently, but just not much at all, you know, a few thousand dollars here or there. But the I think that probably will be making major revenues within about 2 years, I think. They have some, you know, trials and procedures to go through. They're already providing materials to experimental scientists who are working on the brain, and but they have to gear up for that, and that's why they need to get together with us, and we need to get together with them.
Bob Goldstein's been my guest today. He is the CEO and chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. I like the stock and which way it's going. It's upticking right now. Let's hope that keeps on going there. And hopefully you come back on the show in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update.
Fantastic. I'll be there. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.